I would now like to introduce our speaker for tonight, Rocky.
Okay. My name is Rocky. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Rocky.
And thank God for my abstinence. Welcome to everybody, and congratulations on the chips. I was one of those that had to start over. After 4 years, I went on a two-day binge. I gained 10 pounds in 2 days. It took me 40 days to lose it. That was 14 and a half years ago, so my disease has progressed. And it's a lot easier to stay abstinent than get abstinent. I was lucky. It was 2 days. I had a sponsor go out with 15 years. He stayed out for 15 years. And he gained 100 pounds. And now he's coming up on 2 years again, and he's lost it. So thank God this thing works, and thank God there's a place for people like us to go. And with people that understand. And I can't do it alone. I try countless vain attempts to prove that I can control and enjoy my food like other people. The only time I said no to food is when I misunderstood the question. That's my foodologue. The only thing that bores me more than my foodologue is yours. It's the solution's right here. It's a 12-step program. You may have heard it referred to as that. But my solution is in the 12 steps and the 12 traditions. Very, very important. I go over after the 12 steps with the 12 traditions. They're just as important to the group as the steps are to the individual. The principles are what maintain us. And so this is a 12 and 12 program. I go to a step study on Thursday night, and when we finish the steps, then we go into traditions. And I love OA's fairly new book, OA's 12 and 12. And it took a few years to put that together, and I'm real glad that they did. It's a very good book, and we use it for the format. And I noticed that when we finish with the 12 steps, the attendance drops off after the traditions are started. And which I think is very selfish, and it's something that's just as important as the 12 steps. And otherwise, we just wouldn't be here. And I said, I can't do this alone. I need you. I need power greater than myself, God as I understand him, and I need 12 steps of action. And that's the difference. And my sponsor did not want to know what I was feeling. He wanted to know what I was doing. And that's what made the difference for me. And I'm so glad for sponsorship. And at this point, I want to wish Eddie Kay a happy birthday for 9 years. And he was a big part of my abstinence and drove me to Serenity Sunday every Sunday morning. And he can't do that any longer. And but he's doing very well. And he despite what's going on, he maintains his abstinence. And that's what we do here, and that's what we mean when we say something like, we don't binge no matter what, job or no job, wife or no wife. And as long as our dependence is upon people, the head of God, we can't get this abstinence, you know. But anybody can get abstinent on two conditions, trust God and clean house. And it's so simple, I think most of us miss it. But I needed a sponsor. I needed someone to go through the big book with me. He said, my problem's on page 62 and the solution's on page 63. And thank God for sponsorship. And he said, I had to pay back all the money. And I didn't think that was possible, but it took me 15 years to pay back all the money. And I gave a lot of money to the charity when I couldn't make direct amends. And I'm glad that I didn't have to make those amends by myself. I had direction. I had a lot of help with those steps. And why I needed a sponsor most of all was that fourth and fifth step. I had to be showed how to do a fourth step. And the format in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous is so simple. I don't know why we go to all this trouble. It says, I resent my wife because she divorced me. What does that affect? my self-esteem, my sex relations, my ego, my pride. What was my part in it? I was selfish and self-centered, you see. And the thing that I have in common with all my relationships was I was in it. And I said to my sponsor, well, I came from a dysfunctional family. He says, of course, you were in it. And so no matter where I go, I got to bring me. I got to bring me to the equation. And see, now my problem today is not food. My problem is selfishness and self-centeredness. See, I have a spiritual malady. And the book tells me that I have a physical allergy. For me, it's sugar and flour and bread. That once I take that into my, that's refined, that is, white powder, they call it. Once I take that into a system, it demands more. I can't moderate or stop like I used to be able to. And we were talking before the meeting, we both came from the same part of the country, and when I was younger, I could eat and do anything I want and lose weight whenever I wanted, and I thought it was always going to be that. I didn't know I had a fatal progressive disease that gets worse, never better, you see. I didn't know I had a spiritual malady, you know. I thought, well, when you go on a diet, you don't eat fat stuff, you know. And so I used to lose 50 pounds every summer, and that's a lot of work. But I was looking forward to Halloween. That's another thing I'm not good at, staying in the now. See, if I'm not eating, I'm thinking about eating. You see? And I don't, and you know, God's only in the now. My higher power is right here, right now. And he went to the very first meeting, loved it so much, he hasn't missed one since. And I came in here very tired and wondering how am I going to do this and then go to another meeting tonight. And I started talking to these guys here, and all of a sudden, you know, I forget I'm tired. And the whole object of this is an out-of-self program. The object is to get me out of me, you see. Because left to my own devices, I'm left to my own devices. If I'm alone, I'm outnumbered, you see. I cannot do this without you. Geez, I wish I could. I tried. I went to an eating disorder hospital October 13th, 1988, Tucson, Arizona. I gave them $17,000 to detox me from sugar and flour, give me a food plan and a big book. And that was the only way I could get 30 days. You had to lock me up. And I came out gung-ho for OA. Commitments, meetings, sponsors, steps. And then life got real good, real big. And I'm in other 12-step programs, and I had a job. I was in graduate school, had a relationship. You know, I had a lot of the promises that happened to people that work this program. But OA got smaller and smaller. And I started taking control again, and it said we have to quit playing God. And I like one of my favorite lines in the big book. I'm the victim of the delusion. I love being a victim, and I love my delusional thinking. I don't know about you, but it sure beats reality. Reality sucks. You know, I like movies and books and TV, and you know. Anyway, I'm the victim of the delusion that I can wrest satisfaction and happiness out of this world if I manage well. And I always thought it was about me managing. Even if my intentions were good, I'm trying to run the show. See, God, you take care of the food, I'll take care of the rest. You know, Clancy says something like, you know, when we come in here and we surrender, we throw in the towel. And then, after we get a little bit better and feeling good, we grab the towel back, and then we tear off a little piece and throw it in from time to time. And I understand that, you know. And, well, see, once I take the third step, my life is no longer any of my business. I have just turned my will and my life over to the care of God as I understand Him, you see. And He doesn't help me with any of the work, and I don't help Him with any of the results. And that's a deal we have. I gotta work the steps, but not alone. I gotta go through that book. You know what's so good about the newcomers is they get me back in the book, and the book's the only authority. This is just my experience. I'm not an authority. I'm just up here trying to look good. It is killing me. And I always thought this. See, I always thought it was the outside. I thought it was the clothes and the cars and the women and the money. Fix the outsides. If you fix the outside, I'll look good. And I'm going to look good if it kills me. You see, and I just want to look good even if I'm, in the coffin. And the old story is, at the funeral, they're looking at the coffin. Well, what happened? Well, food killed him. Well, didn't they hear of Overeaters Anonymous? Well, he wasn't that bad. And it's sad but true. It's like, you don't want to go there. I mean, there's Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig, and there's Positive Thinking, and there's Dr. Phil. And if you just think this way, then you'll be all right. And, my thinker and my eater are broken. And there's no spare parts in the whole universe. The days of wine and roses are over. I just can't eat or do what I used to do. That's just the name of the tune. And, God accepts me just the way I am, but He loves me so much, He doesn't want me to stay that way. So He gave me you in 12 steps so that I could grow. And what's the point? The point's the willingness to grow along spiritual lines. And as I said, in February of 93, it's easy to let up on this spiritual program and rest on my laurels, but I'm headed for trouble if I do, because food is a subtle foe. First I took back the bread, and then I took back the flour, and then I took back the sugar. And that was like a 6-month process. You see, and so what's the problem? And so once a compulsive overeater, always a compulsive overeater. It ain't going away. If you got it, you got it. No matter what you think, if you got it, you still got it. You see? So the disease doesn't care what I think. And once again, it doesn't matter what I think or what I feel, it's what I do. Is willingness the answer? Well, no, willingness never did anything for me. I had no willingness to come here today whatsoever. I dragged my ass here today. And I got here an hour and a half early because I knew, I better go now. And all I knew is suit up and show up. And there's a difference between a choice and a commitment. A choice, you may or may not go. A commitment, there's no choice. You got to go, Unless I'm in the hospital or something like that, I got to show up. And the results are up to God. My job is to show up and try to carry the message. Try to get back something that was freely given to me. And like I said, I was lucky to call my sponsor after 2 days. And my abstinence date is February 24th, 1993. And so now it's 5,290 days, no sugar, no flour, no bread. And I'm shooting for midnight. This is the next 6 hours. That's the only thing I'm concerned about. Well, I told you I can't stay in the now. Tomorrow's promised to no one, and nobody's bulletproof, because I proved that to myself. Not only did I have the physical allergy, but I have the mental obsession. Now, why, after 4 years of very good abstinence, knowing everything that I know, why would I pick up that first bite? See, the disease centers in our mind. See, and that's why I need help. I can't do this alone. And so, from a sliver to a slice to a slab to a slob. Cunning, baffled, and powerful. I'm going to face my stuff or stuff my face. So, you've heard what, it's not what you're reading, it's what's eating you. And so, I get too busy out there, and this does not become important enough. You see. And so we all come in here on different ships, but we're all in the same boat. Because everybody's got different abstinence and different backgrounds. Look around here. Men, women, all kinds of ages and sizes. And there's all kinds of ways to go with food. And I'm just your plain old fat greedy, gluttonous pig. Trying to look good. I'll look good if it kills me. Oh, shit. Anyway, thank God for sponsorship. He says, you're not supposed to confront your parents, you're supposed to make amends to them. The only time he'd lose closure was in front of mouth. And, like I said, he didn't care about, you know, it says, tells me why I eat for effect. I'm restless, irritable, and discontent until I can experience the ease and comfort that comes with a few bites. Bites I see others taking with impunity. And you see it on TV all the time. I swear there's got to be more pizza commercials on TV than any other one thing. And I think the second thing is a diet. They should show them back to back. You know. And you know what? I just can't go there. You know. But I still think about it. Another thing, too, is that once in a while I'll hear that you're supposed to put you at the top of your amends list. I don't know where that came from. You know, the best amends I can make to me is make amends to you. And the other thing is, let us love you till you love yourself. I have to learn to love others before I can love me. And everything's a paradox here. You know, you got to surrender to win. You got to give it away to keep it. How do you hang on? Let go. You see, don't buy into what they're selling out there. It's not for us. I went to Weight Watchers, and they told me to wait. And I went to Jenny Craig for 3 weeks, and I lost 21 days. And I love the grapefruit diet. I ate grapefruit morning, noon, and night. Everything I ate with grapefruit, and I ate so much grapefruit when I went to the bathroom, I squirt myself in the eye. And in the 70s, I tried the Quaalude diet, and I didn't lose my appetite. I just kept dropping my food. And then I was on two diets because I wasn't getting enough to eat on one. So I failed utterly, totally failed. My great obsession with control, if I could still lose 50 pounds every summer, I'd settle for that. See, I have arthritis because of all the exercise. I played a lot of sports as a kid. I just abused this body. I just thought, you know, you're always going to be 18. You could get away with murder. You see, eat anything you want, do anything you want, and just, you know, lose a little weight, get a tan, look good, you know, just make, you know, put up a front. Put up a front, you know. Just look good. And don't tell anybody nothing. You know, I saw this movie, and this guy was going to a psychiatrist, and he says, it's, you know, a Catholic Irish alcoholic at a psychiatrist is a waste of time. He ain't going to tell you shit. And I identify it. You know, I'm not going to tell a professional person nothing. I'm going to tell them what I think they want to hear. But if I have another compulsive overeater that's been through what I've been through and knows what it's like, I'll tell them anything one-on-one. I will not do that from a podium. I will not pollute a meeting. I will not put my shit on you. That's for my sponsor's ears only. In a general way, what it used to be like, you know? And so that's what's important here. And prayer and meditation, not medication. You know, if you're new, you should be depressed. You know, and if those 12 steps don't work, you could always look into an alternative answer. But, you know, last year I lost my health and my job and my house. I was depressed. I should be. And they try to give me all kinds of shit. I mean, every doctor, here, just try this. And I said, well, let me try the 12 steps. If that doesn't work, I can always try your way. And so far, I mean, for me, luckily, the 12 steps have worked for me. And I go to other 12-step programs, and I like the singleness of purpose. See? Because this is about food only. I'm not here to tell you about outside issues. And the same thing there. I don't bring my sugar and flour into other 12-step programs. I'm wasting my time and their time. I've been to at least 6 different 12-step programs. I've had a sponsor and worked the steps in every program. If you find 12 steps in God, it'll never hurt you. I don't care what your problem is. You will find a fellowship that's going through the same thing. See, I couldn't get this in AA, and that pissed me off. How come I can't get skinny in AA? You see? But basically, they don't give a shit. You know, you ever, nicotine, caffeine, and sugar, you know, that's their legal drugs. And they just couldn't understand. And so I had to go to PU. You understand. You see? Even though I was 5 years sober, I was eating myself to death. I was either going to lose my sobriety or commit suicide. You see? That's serious. And you know, what works for anger management is steps 1 through 12. You know, that's helped me. And like I said, I just can't do this without a sponsorship. And I can't do this without sponsoring someone else. I have a newcomer just got 60 days. And he's on step 9. And he's lost like 40, 45 pounds. And he can't believe it. And while we're mentioning Stacy and Lincoln, Nebraska, we had a friend that came out here and he got abstinent. And he went back to Lincoln, Nebraska. Well, they don't have much OAA back there, OA. And he was the only guy in OA in Nebraska. And now there's 3. And he just got a newcomer, and the guy lost 55 pounds in 30 days. And because he just never heard of OA. And so now there's 3 guys back there. And this thing will work wherever you are. And Stacy has excellent abstinence. Very strict. You know, so it doesn't matter where you are or what the. We're very blessed here to have so many meetings, 7 days a week in every city. I've been in every city out here, thank God for OA. And what I liked about a sponsor is the 4-step in the big book was very easy, just columns. And it's about resentment, fear, and sex. And fear is on page 68, and they talk about trusting infinite God rather than my finite self. And we're in the world to play the role he assigns. This is my role. You don't like it? Tough shit. I only got one role. And the other thing I like is that when we try to match our will with God's will, he can match calamity with serenity. See, I like what it says in the big book. No matter what the problem is, they have a solution, you see. And then sex is on page 69. That's not a joke. That's true. And what I like about it, it says we're not the judge of anybody's sex life. We don't care, you know, what you did or how you did it. But where were you selfish, dishonest, or self-seeking? You see, where did I arouse jealousy or suspicion? What could I have done instead? We get it on paper and look at it. So what makes a difference here, instead of just getting it up here or spewing it, is I get it on paper, then it gets real, real on paper when you see it in black and white. And then you tell somebody else. And I heard in relationships, you know, like the bottom line is just selfishness and self-centeredness. That's what a relationship's all about. As somebody put it, there's no I in orgasm, you know? And basically that's what it comes down to. And so I get that on paper, and what he does for me, he gives me a list of character defects that only God can remove, and a list of amends that only I can make, you see? So I need that pointed out. And so we're all familiar with the 7 deadly sins, but he said, your number one character defect is arrogance. And I thought, Jesus, you know, what is it with this guy? And he says, you could tell people what to do, but you can't be told what to do. That's arrogance. I'm narcissistic. Now, somebody says, how do they say it? I came here for the vanity, but stayed for the sanity. I came here for the vanity and stayed for the vanity. And I always have that problem. The other thing a lot of people say, I'm an egomaniac with low self-esteem. And I'm an egomaniac with superiority complex. You know, I was just born that way. And I have this problem. I have this problem that I'm better than for no reason. And I have to have someone point that out. I need someone to help me with my inventory. You see, because left to my own devices, I'm left to my own devices. See, and I have to get it on paper and tell someone else. And then, and it tells us on 10, 11, and 12, is that each day we ask God to direct our thinking, divorce it from self-pity, self-seeking, and dishonest motives. Take my fear, resentment, dishonesty, selfishness, you see. And when they crop up during the day, we ask God to remove them. And if we have an amends to make, we make amends. And then 11 is prayer and meditation, and that's not extra credit. That's one of the steps. And then, and see, there's no limit to that. I was meditating down. I got here early, so I had nothing to do, so I just meditated. You can meditate anywhere. If you're really good at it, you can meditate in the middle of the freeway. And so you could take this anywhere because God's everywhere. You know, it's like I said, I'm never in the now. It's always been a problem. I'm so much in tomorrow or yesterday that I'm hopeful about yesterday and nostalgic about tomorrow. I just way out of whack. And so I have to always get back in the now. And am I okay right now? Yes. Everything, I'm okay right now. There's you know, and I don't know about tomorrow, you know, but I have no problems right now. What is God's will for me? Just suit up and show up, do whatever's in front of me. It's that simple, and leave the results to God. I remember when I got abstinent, I told God that I wanted to be a writer, and he said waiter. And I ended up working in a restaurant for 23 years and serving alcohol and food and, you know, on a daily basis. And it says that in the big book that we could go anywhere despite this disease. If we have a legitimate reason for being there and we are in fit spiritual condition, you see, because it was never a problem. As long as I'm maintaining. Now, I remember my first home group was the Maintainers on Saturday morning on Ohio Street. And that was 87, 88, 89, around there. Remember, I took my first candle there in 89. And they're no longer there. And then we went over Sunday morning at Roxbury, the Serenity Sunday. And so, let me see. I've had four sponsors. My first one is back now. And one is still out there. And then one moved away, and I have one that I work with, and so I need a sponsor, and in those 12 steps, I give you an example of meditation and the difference between my will and God's will. Now, the thing we're lucky that we have here is that we just don't go off with God. And because you hear this on, you know, I just saw it in the paper recently where this, some kind of minister, God told him to do this. And he's in all kinds of shit out there. He's, you know, he's telling him what, because God told me. You see, so I got to check it out with you. See, I got to, and I'll give you an example. The guy's meditating, you know, every morning, and he hears this voice. And the voice says, sell everything and go to Vegas. And he's just, you know, that's unusual. And but every morning, meditates for 2 weeks here. Same boy, sell everything, go to Vegas. And he says there must be something to it. And so he sells everything, he goes to Vegas. And he goes to Vegas, and the boy says, now go to the MGM Grand. And he goes to the MGM, and he goes inside, and he says, now go to the roulette wheel. And he goes to the roulette wheel, and he says, now put everything on red 5. He puts everything on red 5. And then they spin the wheel, comes up black 6, and the voice goes, fuck. Now, see, that's the disease. See, if I gotta check out my thinking with you first. God loves me, you know, fat or skinny, drunk or sober, in prison, not in prison. He just loves me, you see. And so, God and I just can't do it alone. I tried. I really tried. My great obsession is to do this alone. How do I get out of this chicken outfit? That's always been my... During the Vietnam War, my life was saved by a Vietnamese girl. She hid me in her basement, but it was in L.A. at the time. And I got into 6 years Army Reserves right over here and to get out of Vietnam, and then I tried to get out of that. And, you know, my object was always, how do you get around, how do you get out of, you know, how do you get out of here? How do you get that college degree without going to class? You know, how do you not pay back that college loan? You know, what's the easier software? How do you get around it? Who do you got to know? And, you know, that's always been my story. You got to know somebody. And so around here, it's not who you know. It's not what you know. It's what you do. And I'm sorry. It's either food or that. And we have no middle-of-the-road solution. You can go on blotting out your bitter existence to the bitter end, or you can accept spiritual help. We don't have anything else. I'm sorry. You see? Now, you may be able to do something in conjunction with OA. You know? I need all the help I can get. The book says I'm a very sick person. I need all the help I can get. But do you know the most help I get, the most spiritual I ever get, is reading that book with a newcomer. You see? I mean, that's as good as it gets for me. I did that last night. Well, every time I do that, I go home, and I'm even. Not better than, not worse than, I'm even. And that's what I've always been looking for, you see. I've been looking for you guys, and this is where I found it. So, you know what, enough out of me. We have some time for questions. If you have any questions about OA or abstinence or the steps or sponsor... Oh, real quick. We started a sponsorship speaker meeting in Hermosa Beach. And it's open to everybody, as speaker meetings are open to everybody. Even though it's AA, it's all about sponsorship, which I think is the heart and soul of every program. Okay? Now we're starting one up here in Beverly Hills, starting the first Sunday of September, September 2nd, the day before Labor Day. It's at 5 o'clock at night in La Cienega at the Beverly Hills Tennis Club. Plenty of parking. They have one of those parking... structures, so that no problem. 5 o'clock every Sunday night starting September, and what they do is the speaker will get up and they tell you how they were sponsored, how they sponsored people, and then the next half hour it's open to questions about sponsorship only. If you're really interested in sponsorship, if you want to be a better sponsor, if you want to know about sponsorship, that's a great format, and they're going to start the same thing in Orange County. And so it doesn't matter what 12-step program you're in. Like it says in the big book, when nothing will so much ensure immunity from compulsive overeating as intensive work with other compulsive overeaters when other activities fail. Remember, they are very ill. That the newcomers and you are the bright spot of my life. I will have a host of friends. This is something I do not want to miss. I know you will not want to miss it. So give yourself a break. And get in here and use this thing. You know, take advantage of it. There's 160 promises in the big book. But there's 77 musts. You always hear, well, there's no must. Well, that's bullshit. It says, my problem's on page 62. I must get rid of the selfishness. I must, or it kills me. Doesn't even say I have to eat. My selfishness can kill me. I have to have God's help. That's the only way I can go. You know, if you're having a hard time with God, imagine the time he's having with you. You can get abstinent if you believe in God. You can get abstinent if you don't believe in God. You can't get abstinent if you believe you are God. That's the catch, you see. Can an atheist have a spiritual experience? Yes. It says right there, as a result of these steps, we had a spiritual experience. Doesn't question you. I used to be an Episcopalian, now I'm a narcissist. They got the answer. What's the question? God could and would. God can and will. I like the first edition that says God can and will. ABCs, God can and will. Then it says if you don't agree with us, A, B, and C, then reread the book up to this. And if you still don't agree, throw away the book. Go eat. If you're not, If you're not powerless over food, and you think a human power can handle it, you don't need this. Go enjoy your food. And it says, you know, if you're not sure you're a real compulsive over, try some controlled eating. You know what that's like, endless foreplay. You know, we've all done that. It's, you know, it's like the gorilla. And then later it says, if you're not sure, why don't you try leaving it alone for a year? See if you can do it for a year. You know? I mean, I think we've all tried that one way or another. You know, we're here by default. This is the last house on the block. So anyway, we have a few minutes for questions. Anybody have any questions? I don't know, I have any answers. I have a lot of opinions. Yeah. Yeah. How big was my inventory, and how long did it take me to read it? Let's see. You know, I really don't remember. It took me about 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours, and I would say it was less than 10 pages. You know, I've heard like 60 pages, and I go, you know, this is not about everyone you ever met. You know, or every feeling you ever had. It's like, first of all, let's get rid of the sharks. We'll get the minnows later. What's going on? And everybody knows what's going on right now. What's bothering you? You know, what's my resentment? What's my fear? What was my part in it? You know? And it's that simple that, you know, now, here's another thing that helped me. Is that I was told I had 2 weeks to do this. I need a lot of structure. I get 1 hour every day, the same hour every day. I sit down and I write. And if I can't write, I sit there. Same hour every day, 1 hour every day for 2 weeks. If I'm not ready at the end of 2 weeks, find another sponsor. If you don't give me directions like that, I'm lost. I'm working on, I've heard this, I've been working on my 4-step for 2 years. What the fuck? If I had to wait 2 years, I'd die from this disease, you know? And it's once again, not how much you weigh, and it's not how much your inventory is. It's getting down to the nitty gritty. What's bothering you? What's going on? You know? What are your character defects? What are your amends?
Well, when you're writing out resentment, they can just keep going.
Well, that's what I mean. You know, I didn't have to, I didn't have to do that. I didn't have 200 resentments. You know, it was that simple. You know, don't complicate it. Don't, you know, and here's the other thing. If you write down 200 resentments, they all got the same thing. It's all about selfishness and self-centeredness. You know, I didn't get my way. I'm pissed I didn't get my way. You know, when my sponsor first met me, he says, you know, the world doesn't revolve around you. And I said, you calling my mother a liar? I mean, this is all news to me. What do you mean selfish and self-centered? I'm just trying to get along here. I step on the toes of my fellows and they retaliate, seeming without provocation, but I made decisions based on self. That's why the word in the book doesn't say no relationship your first year, right there. Made decisions based on self. You're in your first year, what do you got to make decisions on? Selfishness and self-centeredness. See, that's the root of my problem. You know, and I don't have to go through 200 people to get to the point. But what's really burned in my ass? It says we're sore, we were burned up. You know, what's really going on? You know, I mean, you could be sitting in a meeting 10 years later and say, oh, yeah, remember that time Joe said something you didn't like? Yeah, well, I mean, that, you know, people are going to cut you off on the freeway, you know. We get to pray for them. That's another thing I got out of the sponsor. He says, even though I didn't have any amends to make these person, I had the resentment, and they were spiritually sick too, and I had to pray for them. Pray for their health, their happiness, and their prosperity. See? Everything I want for me, I want for them. And they cut me off on a freeway. I say, hey, today's your lucky day. You're going to win the lottery. God bless you. You know, that's just a lot easier than, you know, I don't have to drive past my exit anymore. I don't have to follow them home, drag them out of the car, and let them beat the shit out of me. I just don't have to go there. I can't buy into your trips. You know, the guy says, oh, my wife, she's doing this and she's doing that. You know? That's none of your business. She's got to do what she's got to do. You know, all I could do is to take care of me. You know? And I don't know. I hadn't seen my sponsor sitting there listening to 200 presents. It's just the same thing and over. The reason I still go to meetings is people don't do what I want. You see? And I don't get my way. So I'm childish and immature and grandiose, selfish and self-centered, maladjusted to life, full fright from reality, outright mental defective. Yeah, another thing I said, I'm sensitive. He says, you're not sensitive, you're self-centered. And Jesus, he kept hurting my feelings. But it saved my life. He said, I'd rather you hate me and live than to love me and die. He wasn't there to make me like him. He was there to save my life. This is a matter of life and death. You don't think so? I don't know. I've been around long enough. I've heard suicides in here. You know? And it's sad but true, you know? The disease just wants one thing, my last breath. And don't care how it gets it. Yeah.
Take one more?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah, okay. Well, what does my meditation look like? Some days spotty, some days great. I need 15 minutes a day, unless I'm real busy, and then I need a half hour. And so I pray, I have my set prayers, like the prayers in the big book, and common prayers everybody uses. I had a couple I made up. And then I pray, I have a whole list of people I pray for, and then I pray. And I start out by meditating by, be still and know that I am God. And things like, come unto me all that are burdened, heavy laden, I will give you rest. God is love. Just simple phrases. And then I count my breaths. And I breathe one, two, in and out. I count to 10 and I start over. And for some reason, when I concentrate on my breathing and my counting, it just makes my mind kind of blank. And then, like I say, sometimes sell everything and go to Vegas. I mean, something off the wall. You see, but I go back. Well, thanks for sharing. And I started out with 1 minute, 5 minutes, 15 minutes. Some people use a timer. Sometimes it's like I haven't been asleep, but I'll wake up and I'll go, Jesus, 20 minutes. And all I could say is that I feel the difference. Now, I don't know what occurred to me up here. I guess it's kind of like putting this disease to sleep. And that's how I have to start the day. I start out by reading my 24-hour books, and then I pray, and then I meditate, because I can get in trouble just from the bedroom to the kitchen, you know? And so my disease, I go to bed, yada, 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 and I wake up in furthermore. So, and then I get on the phone, and then I got to call other people. I got to get out of me. I'm the problem. You see? So... Hey, thanks.